Intach an anor a bhíh an domse, go pársanta. Nair a tala me mar uachtarán ian a fáil, ní ebrán gávíl a tachacht. Tá chuid warda mo héil cáta agam ag obar leisan bárti, mar chórlar chunde, chachta dála, ara agus tíjach. I rith na hama sin, chunic me an lás a rinna fíin a fáil, don tír seo, agus an rôl a bhíacé i munú agus fás na poblachta. Anish, agus dúlhán mór roing ar fad. Credam go mech rôl hábachtach ag fíin a fáil i daut fíin a tír seo. Agus go mech an rôl sin bunaha ar bhun credam ian a fáil. Credan ian a fáil, gur féidir an éon dúlhán a hárú, ma dhíríon muid ar a chéile, agus éintaha, fui lúchana na poblachta. I have an abiding commitment to and respect for the Fianna Fáil party, its history and traditions. I have a deep affection for the Fianna Fáil organisation and the Irish men and women who give selflessly of their time in promoting our party and its efforts to build a better Ireland. I know that the membership of Fianna Fáil, the length and breadth of Ireland, are concerned about the party's prospects at the next election, and I too share those concerns. I announced earlier this week that the general election will be held on the 11th of March next. Fianna Fáil, the Republican Party, will set out its stall before the people of Ireland. I want the party to be in the best possible position to fight that campaign as a united organisation, fully supporting the leadership of Fianna Fáil. At this crucial time, when decisions and choices have to be made by the people about the future of our country, the focus should be on what policies the political parties are offering, rather than on the narrow focus of personality politics. I am concerned that renewed internal criticism of my leadership of Fianna Fáil is deflecting attention from these important debates. Therefore, taking everything into account and having discussed the matter with my family, I have decided on my own counsel to step down as Uachtarán Fianna Fáil and leader of Fianna Fáil. My intention now is to concentrate fully on government business and on continuing to implement the recovery plan. My decision will allow the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party elect a new leader to contest the general election and ensure the party fights that campaign in a united and determined manner, free from internal distraction. We must remember that Fianna Fáil's big fight is with our political opposition, not with ourselves. The people deserve a full, honest plan from all parties as they contemplate their choices in this election. The centrepiece of our strategy for the immediate period ahead is the 4-year National Recovery Plan. Fianna Fáil is offering a detailed plan which learns the lessons of the past and will revive the economy and restore the public finances, deliver jobs, and fundamentally reform politics and government. The core belief of the Fianna Fáil party is that the people of this country can rise to any challenge that faces us when we muster the collective determination to do so. We are a nation comprised of citizens with an abundance of talent, skill, spirit, and endeavour. We are proving that we can compete and succeed again. By sticking with the policies that will work, we can fashion a great future for our people. We must cast off the shroud of negativity. We must regain our national perspective and drive on with confidence and courage. The Fianna Fáil party is the best political vehicle to achieve those aims, in my belief. And in coming weeks, we will spell out our vision for the future. We will set realisable objectives. We will advance our democratic republicanism. We will galvanise the peace. And we will give hope to our young people who can direct their idealism to national purposes. I am grateful for the unstinting support of my colleagues throughout the entire Fianna Fáil organisation at every level. I appreciate their loyalty.